Faith Ringgold by Jacqueline Himmelberger, read by Adrian Vitullo. Chapter 1. Who is Faith Ringgold? Faith Ringgold was born October 8, 1930, at Harlem Hospital in New York City. She was the youngest of three children. Her parents were Andrew and Willie Jones. Her mother was a fashion designer and her father was a storyteller. Ringgold's parents allowed her to be exposed to creativity at an early age. In 1950, Faith Ringgold started going to the City College of New York. She wanted to major in art, but because that was considered to be a male profession, she was forced to major in art education instead. The same year she started college, Faith married Robert Earl Wallace. Robert was a jazz pianist. They had two children, Michelle and Barbara, but separated after 4 years. In 1955, Faith Ringgold received her bachelor's degree, and not too shortly afterwards, she taught in the New York City public school system. In 1959, she received her master's degree from City College. In 1959, Faith Ringgold took her mother and children to Europe. Their travels included going to Paris, Florence, and Rome. Unfortunately, Faith and her family had to return back to the U.S. because of her brother's death in 1961. In 1976 until 1977, Faith traveled to West Africa. These two trips had a huge influence on Faith's doll painting and sculptures, along with her mask making. Chapter 2, Artwork. Faith Ringgold created many different varieties of artwork. She produced paintings, sculptures, quilts, performance art pieces, and stories. Faith was extremely broad and diverse with her works of art. She started her painting career in the 1950s after marrying her husband, Burdett Ringgold. These paintings fixated on the underlying racism in everyday activities. The galleries and collectors were supposed to feel uncomfortable because the paintings were different than most. Faith Ringgold experimented with sculptures. She sculpted freestanding soft sculptures that represented real and fictional characters from her past and present. She made masks as well. The masks were pieces of linen canvas that were painted, beaded, and woven with parts of palm trees. She made a series of 11 mask costumes that were called the Witch Mask Series with her mother's help as well. Faith Ringgold created several different types of quilted works. Growing up, she became sick with asthma, which caused her to stay indoors and be around her mother more often than not. Her mother is the one who taught her how to sew. She got her inspiration from her visiting the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam. She made a collection of quilt paintings called the Slave Rape Series. She imagined how she would have felt to be an African woman that was captured and sold into slavery in order to make these pieces. Faith's mother also helped her with this project. Echoes of Harlem was created in 1980. Faith created many quilts that dealt with her story. Faith also included many quilts that go along with her publications, such as Tar Beach. Faith Ringgold does her own illustrations while writing her stories. She has published 17 children's books. Her first published book was Tar Beach. Other popular books she has published are Aunt Harriet's Underground Railroad in the Sky, If a Bus Could Talk, The Story of Rosa Parks, My Dream of Martin Luther King, and The Invisible Princess. She became a writer for the same reason she became an artist, to tell her story. She wanted to show points of view that were hard to see. She wrote many books from the African-American point of view in struggling times. Faith Ringgold wanted to publish her autobiography as well, but no one would take the time to do so. As an alternative, she began writing stories on her quilts, such as Who's Afraid of Aunt Jemima? Faith Ringgold's writing allowed her to communicate her ideas and vision. She wishes to give back to the children some of the magic they have shown her. Chapter 3, Later Life. Overall, Faith Ringgold has received over 75 awards on her pieces of art. Faith was able to publish her autobiography, We Flew Over the Bridge, in 1995. The book describes many of her life events and her journey as an artist. Faith still likes to visit schools and give lectures based on her life and work at colleges, universities, museums, and cultural centers. She wishes to travel to more schools, but her work keeps her quite busy. Glossary. Profession. Paid occupation. Diverse. Different. Fixated. Directed one's eye towards. Freestanding soft sculptures. Statues not attached to any other surface except for the ground below them.